With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As WAFLA recruits H-2A visa guest workers from more countries, is it bringing with it the opportunity for more abuse or undocumented workers? WAFLA Director Dan Fazio says they've noticed no change, but the problem really has more to do with the actual documents.
The undocumented workers are the same. You don't see an undocumented worker because they have good documents. They just happen to be fraudulent, particularly in Washington, where primary document for identity is a driver's license. And the state of Washington, for some strange reason, has allowed people who are not documented to have unrestricted driver's licenses in violation of the Federal Real ID Act.
Fazio says initiating deals with new countries has been a learning experience, but the government has been a great help.
What we do is before we go into a country like this, we sit down, particularly in El Salvador, where we were one of the first, if not the first, H-2As, sat down with the embassy, had a long meeting, put their concerns on the table, address them to their satisfaction, and then they were able to say, yes, we'll work with you. Same thing with Guatemala, but the State Department has been incredible. They've really helped us quite a bit. I wish every government agency was as cooperative as the State Department.
The vast majority of H-2A workers WAFLA hires are still from Mexico, working in Washington apple, cherry, and pear orchards.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.